in advertising. I'm Mr. News.
Hey guys, it's Aaliyah here. So excited to chat with you all today.
Absolutely. Today we're going to chat about how television advertising has evolved over the years and how it's impacted our culture.
I know, right? It's crazy to think it all kicked off with a simple Bulova watch commercial back in 1941.
Wait, wasn't that the first ever TV commercial? Amazing how far we've come since then.
Exactly. Who would have thought that a 10-second ad would pave the way for a multi-billion dollar industry?
Seriously. And now, ads influence not just what we buy, but also how we think, and even who we vote for.
Mm-hmm. Political advertising has really taken over TV screens during election seasons.
Tell me about it. Sometimes I can't tell if I'm watching a political drama or the news.
Ha ha, so true. But with all that influence, don't you think advertisers have a responsibility to keep things honest?
Absolutely. I mean, misleading ads can really backfire and damage a brand's reputation overnight.
Totally. Consumers are more savvy now. They can spot a phony a mile away.
Yet we're not easily fooled anymore.
Speaking of ads, have you noticed how the cost of airtime varies so much? Primetime slots are insanely expensive.
Oh yeah, but are they always worth the price tag?
That's a good question. Sometimes I think strategic placement is way more important than just shelling out for the most expensive slot.
Agreed. Like, if you target the right audience during a specific show, you might get better results.
Exactly. Like advertising beauty products during a popular makeup tutorial show.
Right. Or airing toy commercials during Saturday morning cartoons.
See, now that's smart advertising.
And don't forget about negotiating shorter commercials to save on costs, but still reach your audience.
True. Those 15-second spots can be just as effective if done right.
You know who does this really well? The automotive industry with their product placements.
Oh, yeah. Like how James Bond is always driving the latest Aston Martin or BMW.
Exactly. It feels so seamless and not like a blatant ad.
That definitely beats a boring old car commercial.
Speaking of TV and influence, isn't it interesting how shows and movies have boosted sports like ice hockey?
Absolutely. Movies like The Mighty Ducks totally got me into hockey as a kid.
Same here. And shows like Letterkenny have made hockey more mainstream and part of pop culture.
Yes. It's like hockey isn't just a sport anymore. It's a cultural phenomenon in North America.
For sure. And that influence spills over into music, fashion, even slang.
Exactly. It's amazing how media shapes our interests.
Have you ever thought about what goes on behind the scenes in creating these shows and ads?
All the time. Writing for TV seems like such a collaborative yet hierarchical process.
Right? From the showrunners down to the staff writers, everyone's got a role to play.
And let's not forget the poor interns fetching coffee.
Hell, everyone's got to start somewhere.
True. Aspiring writers often write spec scripts to get their foot in the door.
Yeah, but breaking into the industry is tough. You need a killer script and maybe a bit of luck.
Or a really good agent.
That too. But it's all about balancing originality with fitting into the show's existing style.
Exactly. You can't just write whatever you want. You have to consider the show's tone and audience.
Speaking of formats, what do you think about infomercials and those commercial donuts?
Oh man, infomercials are a whole other beast.
I know, right? But sometimes I find myself oddly captivated by them at 2 a.m.
They can be surprisingly engaging.
Yeah, they offer a different way to connect with audiences, even if they're not as flashy.
Every format has its place, I guess. It was just...
At the end of the day, it's all about making a genuine connection with people.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And as advertising evolves, I'm curious to see how it'll shape our culture next.
Same here. Maybe holographic ads are next.
Ooh, now that would be cool.
Well, looks like we're out of time for today.
Oh man, time flies when you're having fun.
Totally. Thanks for hanging out with us on the Media Buzz.
Yeah, thanks everyone. Catch you next time.
Stay tuned and keep exploring the media world.
Bye guys.